Mini test. Part 1. Listen and choose the statement that best describes the picture. Number 1. A.
A man is turning on a light.
B.
A man is cleaning a table.
C.
A man is looking at a monitor.
D.
A man is moving a shelf.
Number 2. A.
A girl is typing on a laptop.
B.
Some girls are standing up.
C.
A girl is holding a cell phone.
D.
Some girls are writing in notebooks.
Number 3. A.
A man is clapping.
B.
A woman is standing in front of some people.
C.
A woman is putting on an apron.
D.
A man is taking notes.
Number 4. A.
Some people are sitting at a table.
B.
Some people are waving.
C.
A man is reading a book.
D.
A man is standing up.
Number 5. A.
Some men are putting on safety vests.
B.
A man is holding a piece of paper.
C.
A man is climbing a tower.
D.
Some men are walking down a street.
Part 2. Listen and choose the correct answer. Number 1.
Who is in charge of the staff picnic?
A.
I heard Joyce is in charge.
B.
It's not that messy.
C.
No thanks, I'm full.
Number 2.
Should I go tell Fiona about the meeting?
A.
Nobody told me that.
B.
She's out for the afternoon.
C.
In room 3B.
Number 3.
Would you take notes for me at the meeting?
A.
I lost my notebook.
B.
Actually, I can't go to the meeting either.
C.
I think Kyle took it.
Number 4.
Sam is running late today.
A.
He is having car trouble.
B.
I will go later today.
C.
I'm a good runner.
Number 5.
Are you giving the presentation today?
A.
No, Sarah is.
B.
Nathan used to work for the police.
C.
My vacation is next week.
Part 3. Listen and choose the correct answer. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Justin, I hear you're going to the national sales meeting in Miami. Are you excited?
I am, but I'm worried about booking a room. All of the hotels seem fully booked.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. Luke will do that for you. Just tell him when you're going and he will book that for you.
Really? But I want to go a day early to tour the area.
Number 1. What are the speakers discussing? Number 2. What is the man worried about? Number 3. What does the man say he wants to do? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
So, to begin our meeting, I wanted to tell you all that we have a new customer, Xavier Cafe. They are a popular new restaurant in the area and want to buy our produce.
That's great. But our team is too busy to handle a new client. I have site visits all next week.
I heard we are going to hiring a few new people. There's an interview just this afternoon.
Right. And thankfully, the new contract with Xavier Cafe begins next month, so we have some time to plan.
Number 4. What kind of products do the speakers sell? Number 5. What does the woman say about the team? Number 6. What will happen later today? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation and map.
Janice, are you ready to go? We need to leave for the meeting with Desmond Chemical. It is all the way on the other side of town.
But we still have some time. Did you read the email I sent last week? The location changed.
Oh, that's right. It's near the post office, right? I forgot.
That's all right. Why don't we stop by the cafe right next to it for some coffee? I'm a bit thirsty.
Number 7. What are the speakers discussing? Number 8. What did the woman do last week? Number 9. Look at the graphic. Which cafe will the speakers most likely go to? Part 4. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following advertisement.
The Sejong Convention Center is now open after 2 years of renovation. It now includes 30 conference rooms and 4 major expo halls. As a special promotion, we are also offering free pamphlet printing services with all reservations. For information on pricing, please visit our website.
Number 1. What is mentioned about the convention center? Number 2. What does the speaker offer with each reservation? Number 3. What can be found on their website? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Fernando from accounting. I noticed that you reserved meeting room C for tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I heard that the meeting was canceled. That room is the largest meeting room we have, and I'm expecting a lot of people at my meeting. If your meeting was canceled, please update the meeting reservation sheet on our company website. Thanks.
Number 4. Who most likely is the listener? Number 5. What does the man imply when he says,
I'm expecting a lot of people at my meeting?
Number 6. What does the man ask the listener to do? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following announcement and itinerary.
Thank you for coming to this year's event planning seminar. I'd like to make a few announcements. First, parking will be limited tomorrow due to construction in the area. Please use public transportation if possible. Also, due to problems with the air conditioning system, Ms. Miller's afternoon talk will be held in the same room as Daniel Moore's. Now, let's begin the opening speech.
Number 7. What type of business do the listeners most likely work in? Number 8. What does the speaker ask listeners to do? Number 9. Look at the graphic. Which room will Ms. Miller's talk be held in?